USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will talk about the political state of Venezuela in his speech in Miami today. The White House says the president plans to put increased pressure on embattled President Nicolas Maduro to step aside. According to former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, himself and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein were working on a way to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny says easier said than done.
The first issue is, what's the definition of incapacitated? It's just because someone doesn't agree with a political issue does not mean the president's incapacitated. Let's assume they believe he's incapacitated. What's the process? The process is the vice president has to agree to it, the majority of his cabinet, and then both houses of Congress have to ratify it by two-thirds vote.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
One officer remains in the hospital after a deadly shooting at an Aurora, Illinois warehouse on Friday. The other four officers have been released from the hospital. The officer who remains is in good condition, although he continues to recover from gunshot wounds. So what do American car consumers believe the most dependable brand is? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The latest report from J.D. Power finds Lexus is the most dependable brand for the 8th consecutive year. Porsche and Toyota tied for second place, then followed by Chevrolet and Buick. Overall, though, even a Lexus has problems. In fact, the rankings indicate 106 problems per every 100 vehicles. The survey also finds that problems with batteries in all types of vehicles are on the rise these days. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Democratic Senator Cory Booker continued his swing through New Hampshire on Monday with different campaign stops as he focuses on a message of unity for the American people regardless of party. The 2020 presidential hopeful was also asked about a new report out regarding the Green New Deal, which says it may cost up to $2,000 to get buildings up to code because they have to change all the light bulbs.
But this is the lie. As a guy who's a former mayor, it shows you you can actually revive your economy and create a bold green future. We environmentally retrofitted our buildings, saved taxpayers money, created jobs for our community, and lowered our carbon footprint. This lie that's being put out that somehow being green and responsible with the environment means you have to hurt the economy, a lie. And I can show you bold things we could be doing. In fact, the energy in the industry of the future, we can define the way and not let the Chinese do it or other countries do it. America's got to lead again. We can get a green future, an economically prosperous future that works for everybody.
An alarming number of cell phone calls are spam, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
A new report shows nearly half the calls made to cell phones this year will be spam. The study was conducted by First Orion and referenced in an FCC report this past week.
On this President's Day holiday, keep in mind the stock market is closed also. You will not be getting any mail, and the majority of banks are closed, although you may find a few open inside grocery stores. Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.